This week marked the Ides of March, the 13th or the 15th day of the month, depending on who's reading the calendar. Anyone who knows anything about the Ides probably learned it from the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar. It's when Caesar is killed by his aristocratic enemies, et tu, Brute, and all that. We got to thinking about many of the lessons that William Shakespeare imparted through his body of work. Perhaps the most enduring has been the knowledge that the English language is elastic and infinitely stretchable. No individual has had as much influence on English as Mr. Shakespeare. His vocabulary, including many words that he coined, was larger than the vocabulary of the King James Bible by several thousand words. Michael McCrone wrote the book Brush Up Your Shakespeare. He joins us from San Francisco. Hello, Mr. McCrone.
Hello, John.
What are some of the words that we attribute to William Shakespeare?
Well, it's a motley bunch. Words like amazement, disgraceful, uncurl, slug a bed, to hand, to torture in their verbal uses, abstemious, operate, impede, epileptic, and the list goes on and on.
And did he just fabricate these words out of thin air, or was he massaging words that already existed?
Well, if he were fabricating them out of thin air, nobody would understand what he was saying. He didn't necessarily invent all of these words that we attribute to him. I guess that's the first thing to say. There isn't a lot written before him that we've saved. So I'd say that a lot of these words are words he borrowed from either the language as it was spoken or from literature that we don't have anymore. But some of them I'm sure he invented himself just by playing with language, because he was very witty and clever and inventive with his language.
He also gave us phrases and idioms that we still use today.
Oh, many of them, yes.
Give us a few samples.
Oh, in my mind's eye, foregone conclusion, wearing your heart on your sleeve, to lay it on with a trowel, in my heart of hearts, frailty thy name is woman, cudgel thy brains, dancing days, and it goes on. That's like a few from the first half of the alphabet. His way of putting things seemed to match the beauty of the language with the complexity of the thought in a way that made it really something you could feel almost as well as understand. And it's because of that that he's become an incredible cliche.
Thanks very much.
Sure, John. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Our pleasure. Michael McCrone is the author of the book Brush Up Your Shakespeare. He joined us from San Francisco.